Seventh case, Gulati versus Gonzalez. Ms. Cianciolo?
Cianciolo. May it please the court, I am Mary Lou Cianciolo here today on the behalf of the petitioner Indu Gulati. This is a petition for review of an immigration case based on a final administrative order issued by the Board of Immigration Appeals. Petitioner claims the right to adjust her status to that of a legal permanent resident of the United States without leaving the United States pursuant to Section 245I of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as amended by the LIFE Act. Congress passed the LIFE Act in December 2000, specifically waiving certain areas of inadmissibility for individuals such as the petitioner, who had overstayed visas, who were able to file either family-based petitions or employment-based applications for legal residency prior to the deadline date of April 30, 2001. Because of the LIFE Act, all individuals like the petitioner who had an approvable when-filed application filed prior to the deadline are 245I protected, much like the prior petitioners before this very court in Subban and Ahmed. Thus, no one similarly protected should be denied continuances for lack of a priority date or for additional time to file a replacement application when an original family-based petitioner dies, for example, or for the unfortunate situation when a business goes out of business. Once it has been realized that the individual has a prima facie application filed pursuant to Section 245I of the LIFE Act, so long as that individual is otherwise qualified for adjustment of status to that of a legal permanent resident, which is done by remaining continuously in the United States as well as not acquiring any other areas of inadmissibility. At the hearing before the immigration judge, it was noted to the immigration judge that a prospective employer had indeed filed a labor condition application naming the petitioner as the beneficiary prior to the April 30, 2001 deadline of the LIFE Act. Thus, pursuant to the LIFE Act and the intent of Congress, petitioner was clearly grandfathered by Section 245I of the LIFE Act, making her eligible to adjust her status to that of a legal permanent resident as long as she remained in the United States until which time a visa was available and did not acquire any other areas of inadmissibility. Unfortunately, during the 4 years between the time the labor condition application was filed and when she had the hearing before the immigration judge, her prospective employer ceased operations, which, much like the death of a petitioner in a family-based case or a divorce in a marriage case, cancels the application or revokes an approved petition. But the LIFE Act, subsequent regulations, and memo guidances from the former Immigration and Nationality Service and now Citizenship and Immigration Services clearly provide for what would happen to people in this unfortunate situation. The administrative agencies, knowing that there are agency delays, not of weeks or months, but of years for these applications in both adjudication and visa availability that are no fault of the beneficiary, Congress and the administrative agencies could have provided for, cancellation of 245I grandfathering benefits and or the removal of individuals who had the tragedy of having a petitioning relative die or a sponsoring employer go out of business during these long delays. But instead, 245I, the law, regulations, and guidance allow for these individuals to file subsequent family-based or employment-based applications through which the original grandfathering continued until the time the individual protected by 245I of the LIFE Act becomes a legal permanent resident, provided they do not leave the United States and they are not otherwise inadmissible or become inadmissible during that wait time. In affirming the immigration judge, the BIA ignored their own precedent decision in matter of Garcia that provides for the granting of continuances to allow for adjustment of status as long as certain qualifying factors existed prior to the start of removal proceedings. At the hearing, the petitioner informed the immigration judge that she indeed had a replacement employer sponsor, plus her son was close to becoming a legal permanent resident, and that it was not speculative as to if she would be able to utilize her 245I grandfathering to become a legal permanent resident, but only the only question was as to when. So the fact that the employer ceased operations did absolutely nothing to withdraw, cancel, or eliminate her grandfathering under Section 245I of the Life Act and the Attorney General's regulations. And she presented this to the immigration judge that she was attempting to diligently pursue her ability to adjust under 245I of the Life Act. The immigration judge, in deference to this court's decision in Subban, noted that he had to give a reason for denying this continuance. So rather than stating that the petitioner was ineligible to ultimately adjust her status because, for example, she was a criminal, or her own neglect of the case, or any other reason, his reason was that any possibility of future adjustment of status was speculative. Okay. And
you're into your rebuttal. I mean, it's your time.
It's my time, but it's into my rebuttal. Thank you very much. But he would not grant a continuance to someone who flagrantly violated our immigration laws. Thus, the board ignored their own precedent, and as a result, we request that this court grant the petition for review in this matter. Thank you, and I reserve what little time I have left for rebuttal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Hurley?
May it please the court, my name is James Hurley, and I represent the Attorney General. The petition for review should be denied for two reasons. First, the immigration judge did not abuse his discretion when he provided two rational reasons for denying the continuance. Petitioner's due process argument is without merit, where she failed to assert it before the board and thereby waived it by failing to exhaust her remedies, and regardless, where the board specifically disavowed that portion of the immigration judge's decision. It is important to remember that at the time of the second hearing before the immigration judge, petitioner had no viable pending application for either a labor certification or a family-based visa. She had no pending labor certification like Mr. Subban. She had no pending family-based visa like Mr. Ahmed. She was not waiting for a visa number to become available. She was not waiting for the government to act on anything. Petitioner requested an indefinite continuance to either A, find another employer to sponsor her, or B, wait until her son eventually became an LPR, and then eventually a U.S. citizen, and then eventually sponsor her. The immigration judge provided two rational reasons for denying the continuance. First, based on the fact that petitioner was not the beneficiary of either a viable labor certification application or a family-based visa application, any such relief in the future was speculative. And as a matter of discretion, the immigration judge did not grant the continuance because he found the petitioner had flagrantly violated the immigration laws. She arrived on December 8, 1997, with permission to stay for 5 months. She stayed for 3 years illegally before finding an employer to sponsor her, and she remained when that employer went out of business. Petitioner's due process argument is also without merit. Petitioner's argument that the immigration judge violated her due process rights when he said he would deny a future adjustment of status application fails for three reasons. First, petitioner failed to assert this before the board and thereby waived it by failing to exhaust her remedies. And regardless, the board specifically disavowed that portion of the immigration judge's decision in question and ruled it harmless error. Third, petitioner was not prejudiced by this comment in any way. Now, petitioner may be grandfathered under 245I, but she is not entitled to adjust status by simply being grandfathered. She remains in non-immigrant status with no right to remain in the U.S. Petitioner may be able to adjust status in the future if and when a visa became available, but she is not sheltered from being removed in the meantime. If you have no further questions, in conclusion, for the foregoing reasons and for the reasons set forth in our brief, the government respectfully asks the court to deny the petition for review.
Thank you, Mr. Hurley.
I just wanted to add that we do not feel that the reasons that were given by the immigration judge meet the standards that have been given in both the Subban and Ahmed decision. And I want to reiterate what I said earlier regarding that if she leaves the United States, she loses any and all benefit of 245I. Therefore, we ask this kindly request this court grant this petition. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks to both counsel. The case is taken under advisement.